Chapter 3, Jerry. He didn't know if it was 9 o'clock yet, but it seemed like it must be. 48 people were gathered on the corner, not counting himself. A boy, 12, 13 years old, rode up on a bike, an old beach cruiser. Jerry was surprised that there weren't more kids waiting, because kids like free money, along with everybody else. But the kid didn't act like he'd come to wait. The kid looked at the crowd. The crowd looked at him. Maybe because he was the only one so far who didn't keep his eyes down on the pavement. The kid's eyes scanned around like he was counting, his forehead all furrowed down into a frown. Then he said, "Holy cow, are you all here for the ad?" He said it in kind of an official way, and some heads came up, listening to him, sort of, thinking he might know something. A few people nodded. "Holy cow!" He said it again, shook his head. "I only wanted one guy." Jerry walked up to the kid, nice, humble, not like to scare him, said, "You did that ad?" "Yeah, I did." And almost everybody laughed. Whether that meant they thought there was no money or that they wouldn't take it from a kid, Jerry didn't know. The kid just stood there a while, kind of relieved, Jerry thought, because now there were only 10 or 11 left, a little more manageable crowd. Jerry asked, "So, is it a joke?" "No, it's for real. I got a paper route, and I make $35 a week, and I want to give it to somebody who will, like, get a job and not need it after a while. Just to get them started, you know, like food and something better to wear and some bus fare or whatever." And somebody behind Jerry, some voice over his shoulder, said, "Yeah, but which somebody?" Yeah, that was the problem. The kid thought this over for a bit. Then he said he had some paper in his book bag, and he asked everybody to write out why they thought it should be them. And when he said that, 6 people left. Kid said, "I wonder what happened to them." And the lady with no front teeth, she said, "What makes you think everybody can write?" It was clear from the look on the kid's face that he never would have thought of that. Why I Think I Deserve the Money by Jerry Bascani. Well, for starters, I will not say I deserve it better than anybody, because who is to say? I am not a perfect person, and maybe somebody else will say they are. And you know, and you are a smart kid. I bet you are. And you will know they are handing you a line. I am being honest. Me, I have problems sometimes. This is my own fault. Nobody else's. I lost some stuff because of my problems. A car, even though it was not a very good one, and my apartment. And then I went to jail, and they did not hold my job for when I got out. But I got lots of things I can do. I got skills. I have worked in wrecking yards and in body shops, and I have even worked as a mechanic. I am a good mechanic. It's not that I'm not, but used to, you could go in kind of scruffy and dirty. For a mechanic's job, no one would mind. But now, times is hard, and guys show up for the same job, dressed good, and some even got a state license. So they say, fill out this form, which I can do. 'Cause as you see, I can read and write pretty good. But then they say, put down your number. We'll call you if you get the job. But the dumpster where I've been staying ain't got a phone. So I say, I'm just getting settled in. And they say, put your address then. We'll send you a postcard. And they know then that you are on the street. And I guess they figure you got problems. Stuff they don't know nothing about. And well, I guess I do, like I said. But if I had a chance at a job now, I would not mess it up like I have done before. It would be different this time. Anyway, if you go with me, you won't be sorry. I guess that's all I want to say. Also, thank you. I never knowed no kid who gave money away. I had a job at your age, and I spent the money on me. You must be a good kid. I guess that's all now. Thanks for your time. When Jerry looked up, everybody else except the kid was gone.